I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. State officials are urging homeowners and pecan orchard operators to keep an eye out for pecan weevils. We spoke with a pecan entomologist with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, Bill Ree, to find out more about this pest and the problems it's causing.
Okay, pecan weevil is one of our major late season pests. It's a weevil. It's in the beetle group, and it attacks pecans. And it's a serious pest for us. It's not distributed over the whole state, but we have areas in the state where, you know, it's a primary late season pest.
And what exactly does it do to the pecan crop?
The females, adults emerge from the soil after spending 2 or 3 years in the ground, and when they emerge, starting in the 1st of August. The adults would go to the tree canopies, they mate, and females then seek out pecans to lay their eggs in. They will take their long proboscis. They will chew a hole through the shuck and shell down into the developing kernel, and then deposit 3 or 4 eggs per nut.
And then that ultimately kills the nut.
Right. The little grubs, the larvae will feed on the kernel. So you have no kernel, and then when they're done feeding, they'll chew an exit hole. And this is what we usually see, is just a small round BB-sized hole in the shell. This is an exit hole. The grubs emerge, drop to the ground and go into the soil, and will return as adults in 2 or 3 years.
So this isn't a new pest. Why are you issuing this warning now?
Okay, it's something that's come up over the years, and as I've said in the article, this is a producer problem, it's a state problem, and it's also an industry problem. Pecan weevil is native, and it's a native crop on the pecans, but it's not distributed uniformly across the state. Let's say here in Texas, we have it across the northern and some western parts, and then it's absent in the, let's say, from College Station to the Gulf Coast. And it's not, it does not occur in our pecan-producing states of California and Arizona. However, New Mexico has had some serious problems with weevil being accidentally or unintentionally moved from the normal habitats, indigenous habitats, into pecans in New Mexico. Mm. And it is felt this unintentional movement. It's just from people moving pecans, infested pecans, over to the west and not really realizing what they're doing.
Okay.
As an example, one of New Mexico's first introductions and problems was in the late 60s. And it was eventually eradicated, but, you know, in interviewing people in the area, one resident remembered a bag of bad pecans that were brought in and subsequently thrown out in the yard and maybe led to the infestation. So, and when you look at New Mexico, they have had several infestations on the east side of the state, and a lot of it in residential areas.
And if infestation occurs, how long could it take to eradicate that problem?
New Mexico has spent 4 or 5 years eradicating individual sites.
Okay.
So it's an ongoing problem for New Mexico and the money that they have to spend trying to protect their crop. Commercial producers, if they're moving pecans west to the western states, have to meet a quarantine treatment of their crop.
Hmm.
But what is to prevent the average, you know, individual that's traveling and, you know, bringing pecans over? They're probably not aware of this.
Right. Okay.
And in discussing this problem with New Mexico, it's kind of like commercial people are aware of the situation, and the homeowner, the hobbyist grower, is probably not. So the article and the information we're putting out is trying to reach the other audience.
Make people more aware.
Make them aware. You know, I Okay, if you have pecan weevils in your area, don't take your pecans west.
Gotcha. Now, what if someone does see a pecan weevil or they suspect infestation? What should they do?
Well, if it's for at their home site or whatever, we have management practices that we can do to help reduce infestations and help them with that. And they can help too by not moving these pecans to other areas.
Right. Okay.
And what are keep them for your home use?
Right. Okay. And what are some good sources of information for people who do want to learn more or maybe want to get in touch with you guys?
They can contact me either by email or phone. We have a pecan website that they could go to, which is pecanipm.tanu.edu, which they could go to. They can contact their local county extension agent for assistance. So we have several sources if they want to know more.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Bill, anything else you'd like to add? Anything that I didn't ask that y'all are trying to get some more information out about?
We're always looking for new areas that may have an infestation, that we can help in the management and also add to our distribution map, just for educational purposes.
Thanks again to Bill Ree with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for taking the time to speak with us today. You can find more information online at that website that he mentioned. It's pecanipm.tamu.edu. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.